Let's start with the required minimum distributions being removed for this year. Tell us why that was proposed in the first place.
Sure. There's more to it than just that proposal. Maybe I should start back a little bit. There is a required, it's called a required minimum distribution in the tax code for plans like the TSP that are tax deferred, and so participants get the benefit of that tax deferral throughout their years of contributing and saving and investing, but then come age 70 and a half, uncle requires that you start drawing that money out of your plan so that you can pay taxes on it. The age when that required minimum distribution normally kicks in is age 70 and a half. However, there has been discussion in recent years in Congress to raise that age to age 75 in recognition of the fact that people are living longer, that they're working longer, and that more people have to build up more money in their 401ks in order to retire comfortably. So separate and apart from that discussion of what that age should be, last year Congress, in recognition of the precipitous drop in the stock market toward the end of last year, decided to waive the minimum distribution for calendar year 2009. And this was indeed good news for retired federal employees who have reached that age or were reaching that age last year or this year. It was a bit of a fire drill for us at the TSP, however, because it was enacted and signed into law on December 22nd, and it took effect, of course, in January. And we have scores of thousands of people who are subject to the minimum distribution requirement, and we had to contact all of them and let them know about the new rules. We did that, and I know that there is a notice up on our website that covers the various categories, but we are participants who are affected by this, but we are in contact with them individually as well, because it's a tax code requirement and there are separate requirements as well. It just doesn't lend itself to good generalization over the radio.
And so if somebody is in that situation and they haven't heard from you for some bizarre reason, they can do what?
They should contact us. You can call the service office at 1TSP, U first, FRST, or 1-877-968-3778. That's a toll-free number, and let us know, and we'll get you on track on that. Also, I wanted to let folks know who are out there and subject to this that we're keeping an eye on what's going on in Congress, because there is talk about extending that waiver of the required minimum distribution to cover calendar year 2010 as well. As with many of these things that the Congress takes up, this will likely be a decision that's made at the last minute, so we may well have another fire drill. but at least we know what the terrain looks like and what needs to be done.
All right. The other thing that we read about when we got our email blast last week, Tom, is the new waiting period rules that apply to the people at the other end of the spectrum, the people that are just coming into federal service for the first time.
That's right. You've got them both covered today,
Francis.
Yes. This is a good choice of topics. Yeah, and we are very pleased that Congress did that in this tobacco bill. It is... As every new FERS or every FERS employee knows, when you come into service, there is a waiting period before you are eligible receive employer contributions. That's both the matching contributions, you know, dollar for dollar on the first 3%, 50 cents on the dollar on the fourth and fifth percent you contribute, as well as what's called the agency automatic contribution. And that's made on behalf of every new FERS employee by the agency. It's kind of seed money that starts up an account. You used to have to wait anywhere from 6 to 12 months before you were eligible to receive those. And at the time the TSP was created in 1986, that was pretty standard fare for 401k plans. Anywhere from 6 to 12 months were the waiting periods that were required in private sector 401k plans. However, the world has changed since 1986. And this is one area where the TSP had not changed, largely because it cost a fair amount of money to provide those matching contributions from day one.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is in this tobacco bill, along with the Roth, which we know had a positive effect on deficits because it brought increased revenue into the Treasury, Congress was able to plug that hole, and now we are like the other 65% of large plans out there that do provide immediate employer contributions as an incentive for people to begin contributing right away when they're employed. And as we all know, those are the dollars that grow the most because they're in there for the longest period of time.
Well, and it's a wonderful benefit because a lot of organizations have pulled back both on the matching but also on when it starts and all those kinds of things. So it's a great advantage of the TSP.
That's right. And there has been a fair amount of news on that. The numbers that I saw, I mean, they got a fair amount of play because, you know, it points out that companies were in difficult straits, understandably so, and they have the authority to cut back on those. But I don't think it ever got beyond 20% of employers overall, and many of them have now kind of righted their ship, and they're back in providing those matching contributions again, because they, like we, know how important it is to provide those in order to encourage people to save for their retirement.
Well, and those matching contributions, I mean, that's, I always say to young folks, that's free money, for goodness
yeah.
sakes. I mean, just all you have to do is save it for your retirement. I mean, my goodness, that's not bad.
That's exactly right. And my model on this in the federal sector is always to look at the Postal Service, in particular the letter carriers, where they bargain for wages, and they understand the concept of not leaving money on the table. We recently learned from the Letter Carriers Union that 95% of their members contribute at least 5% to the TSP,
wow.
thus picking up the complete employer contribution and not leaving that money on the table.
Yeah.